Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
How many know that weeping may last for the night, the joy is going to come in the morning. Amen.
Yeah.
You may be seated. While Martha was singing, oh, I could sense the presence of God. And I believe the Lord told me that there are some of you, it looks like the sun is setting for you. You've tried to beat the habit, and you haven't been able to do so. You've even thought of suicide, and it's in your mind right now. But if you'll let Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life, instead of that sun setting, it'll be rising. There's a dawning coming for you. I want you to sing the last verse of the first song on out, please.
Tears cannot stain the pathways of glory, and no broken find of this beyond that sky, my mansion's awaiting. By the light of the morning, we'll sing the song of sweet victory.
Thank you.
Praise God. I said praise God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Well, hold on.
Lord, you come before your holy throne with humility and submission. We acknowledge your supremacy, your lordship, your Godhead. You are God in the heavens and God on the earth. Heaven is your throne and earth is your footstool. We say this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will enter your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter your courts with praise. We thank you for the power of the blood that gives us access into your holy throne. We thank you for the power that is in the name of Jesus. At the sound of the name, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is the Son of the living God. We thank you for your word that is a light unto our feet, a lamp unto our path. We thank you for the battles that have been won. We thank you for the anointing that break every yoke of bondage. We thank you that you are in covenant with you. We are the children of the Most High God, set apart for great exploits and great works. We thank you for this day. We say thank you, thank you. We hallow your presence. God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We love you, we love you, Jesus. Thank you,
everybody. Glorify you. Glorify him right now.
Lofty mountain grandeur, and here him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly buried, he bled and died to take away my sin. When Christ shall with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in home my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
and the joy we share. Hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His seat, Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our AM morning prayer service, my AM morning glory prayer service. I'm Apostle Marco Buraboyu from our AM and our AM Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Today is the fourth day of our fast, and we thank God for His grace. Hallelujah. As we pray and fast for the children. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. We say thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are awesome. You are great. There is no one greater than you. Lord, we honor your name. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your unlimited blessings and breakthroughs in our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for open doors, O God, of opportunities. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Hallelujah. Have mercy. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And this morning we cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy upon ourselves. Mercy upon our children. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, rain down your mercy, O God, upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cry for mercy. Mercy, O God. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. Father God, we ask you for the ministry of the holy angels, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, holy angels that are assigned to each and every one of us, O God, send your holy angels to do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. You make your ministers a flaming fire. Lord, make us your flaming fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will make a way in the wilderness. You will make the crooked places straight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we come against every plan of the enemy, seen and unseen, known and unknown plan of the enemy. We destroy every work of darkness in the name of Jesus, not by our might or power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. When the enemy comes against us like a flood, the Spirit of Almighty God raise up a standard against the enemy in the name of Jesus. I decree, declare, and prophesy, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. I cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, our spirit, soul, and body with the blood of Jesus, our environment with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oria masanteriako, oria karamaseteriako, yekremaseteriako masem. In the name of Jesus, oria masanteriako. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak the environment in the blood of Jesus, our personal spaces in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, oh, God, in the blood of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews. In the blood of Jesus, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Oh, God, you are strong. We are weak, oh God, but your strength is made perfect in our weakness, oh God. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by your word. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Loose us from the clutches of the enemy, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, who the Son free indeed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless your name this morning. We praise your name, oh God. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We honor you, Jesus. We lift up your name, Jesus. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mighty move in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for we thank you for revelation. We thank you for inspiration. We thank you, Lord, for illumination. In the name of Jesus, Father God, open our eyes of understanding, oh God. Take the veil from in our eyes. Let us walk by the Spirit of Almighty God and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus, take away things that will hinder our lives. In the name of Jesus, hinder us from worshiping you in spirit and in truth, oh God. Take away uproot things in our lives that is not of you, O God. Uproot generation of curses in the name of Jesus. O Father God, incantation, witchcraft, voodoo, voodoo. O God, remove it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us hear it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Amasandiriako, fall on us, O God. Pour your oil of blessing upon us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a refreshing. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a refreshing. In the name of Jesus, the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We give you the glory, oh God. Father, we pray for our children that have not received you as the Lord and personal Savior. We pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will move in their hearts so that they can receive you, Lord, as the Lord and personal Savior. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh, God. We praise your name, oh, God. We worship you, oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name, Jesus. We lift the name of Jesus up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to say good morning and welcome to every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for the mighty move of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. When the Spirit of God moves, God speaks. When the Spirit of God moves, God speaks. When the Spirit of God moves, God speaks. Hallelujah. So we want the move of the Holy Ghost because as the Spirit moves, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God speaks as the Spirit move. Hallelujah. And we bless God because God is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. And I hear the Spirit of God talking about eyes. Eyes. And this is your spiritual eyes. Amen. Not your physical eyes. Your spiritual eyes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Your eyes, spiritual eyes need to be open. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to have a very clear vision. Hallelujah. Be able to walk in the Spirit and not second guess yourself when he speaks to you. He said in his word, his sheep knows his voice. And his sheep follow. And that's true. Even in naturally, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. Sheep knows the voice of the shepherd. And naturally, the sheep follows after the shepherd. The shepherd name is sheep. The sheep knows his name. And this is how God compares us to that because we should know the voice of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can follow after him and not get mixed up and confused. So Holy Spirit, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me in the name of Jesus. Let your word come forth in the power and in the anointing of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to bless us. Bless us as this word comes forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and thank you and thank you. We honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be filled with light. Matthew 6:22. If your eye is clear, then your whole body will be what? Filled with light. So it's not your physical eyes. We're talking about your spiritual eyes. In Luke 11:34, the eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, the whole body is full of light. But when it is bad, your whole body when it is bad, so that means when your eyes are not open spiritually, hallelujah, that means you're lacking understanding, you're lacking revelation, you're lacking illumination. And when you're lacking revelation and understanding, especially understanding, hallelujah, that we begin to be ignorant. And we walk so ignorantly in the body of Christ. Because our eyes are not open in to see, to hear, to see spiritually. So we lack understanding. And I want you to write that Luke 11:34. You don't want to be in darkness. Hallelujah. You want to walk in light. Amen. And sometimes darkness can look like light if you walk by the flesh. Sometimes darkness looks like light. And it's not light. Amen. In the name of Jesus. The eye is very important. One of the scriptures talk about the light and darkness. Matthew 6:23. And if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. I mean, I'm lacking understanding. I studied the word, but I do not have an understanding. I read the word. If I don't have an understanding, how can things be done? Because then I will do it the wrong way. Because I do not have that understanding. Because God speaks in parables in different ways. So if I don't have, if God is speaking and I'm reading the Bible and I don't have the understanding, and then I will do the things the wrong way. And you need the Holy Spirit for that to give you that understanding and that revelation. That's why when you're about to read the Bible, one of the things you do, if you have it, those of you who might have a problem or understanding what you're reading, and there's nothing wrong with you not understanding what I'm saying to you, man, I've been through that stage too. You know, it's the Holy Spirit that opens our spiritual eyes. In the name of Jesus, nobody has arrived. God is working on each and every one of us in different ways, in our areas that we're lacking. You might be good in this, and the other person might be good in the other stuff. So we all come short. And this is a season that God wants us, our eyes, to be open, because if our eyes are not open, we can hurt ourselves. That means we're walking in darkness. If you walk in darkness, can you see? It's been less than naturally. You cannot see because if it's dark, you will bump into things. You could get hurt. You could fall down. And you could even die when you walk in darkness. Walking, you could die. You could die, literally die. You could hurt yourself when you pitch darkness. And when you walk in darkness, you don't even see the enemy coming to attack you. You don't see nothing. You into the blindness. You can't see. And even if the enemy attack you, you don't even know who it is. And God does not want that for us during this time and during this season. So we look at Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart, the eyes of your heart be enlightened. that you may know the hope for which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Pray that the eyes of your heart, your spiritual eyes, be enlightened. Hallelujah. You want that, your spiritual eyes to be enlightened, and you want to know and walk in that spiritual truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by. So how can this affect our walk with Christ? You can leave this world without fulfilling your divine purpose and destiny because your eyes are closed. Or sometimes people walk with the intellect. If you try to walk with intellect too, you can't understand the things of the Spirit. So even when you read the scripture, that's why we pray before we read the scripture, so the Lord can open our eyes so we can see. Hallelujah. So let's look at, I will keep you on Acts 9. Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked for letters synagogue of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men, women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Long time ago, during those days, they used to call Jesus the way. And hallelujah. This is Apostle Saul. Apostle Saul is going after the Jewish, the laws. He doesn't think he's harming nothing. He doesn't think he's doing nothing wrong. He thinks he's really, really doing something for the kingdom. And so there's so much murdering and thing going on. It's walking in, at that time he saw, Saul is walking in darkness, persecuting the Christians. He's walking in darkness. He was one of those that was there when Stephen was stoned to death. He thinks he's doing the right thing, but he's not doing the right thing. He's walking with all the knowledge of well-learned man, but he's walking in darkness. More and more Christians, and he's leading the group to persecute the Christians. So verse 3 says, as he joined, he came near to Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And maybe this morning, Jesus might be asking some of us, why are you persecuting me? We persecute, but we walk in lack of understanding, walking in darkness. Then we persecute because we're not helping to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are not doing what Christ said to do. We are persecuting our brothers and sisters in different ways. We're walking in hate, walking in bitterness, walking in unforgiveness, and doing that, and we in the body of Christ. So that means we in the body of Christ, as we can say, but we are still in darkness because we are still doing things from the world of darkness. Satan's kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. God's kingdom is a kingdom of light. So instead of us walking in light, we walk in darkness. We cause chaos. We cause confusion. We're in the body of Christ and causing all kinds of havoc. We are walking in darkness. And so just as Jesus is saying, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I pray there's nobody Jesus would ask on this prayer line, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Then Jesus said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. When you do things against the children of God. Who do you do? You persecuting Jesus? Hallelujah. It is hard for you to kick against the goats. So he trembled and astonished and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the Lord said, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And a man who joined with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground. When his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. He was there 3 days without sight, and neither ate or drank. What was God doing? Closing the physical eyes. He closed that physical eyes was closed. That eye of the world, eye of religion, eye of tradition was closed. And as the story goes, when he mentored this Ananias, after Ananias prayed, I don't have time to go through it, but it's good if you can read the scriptures on your own. Amen. And this is where his name was changed, Saul to Paul. You saw when you walk in darkness. You saw when you persecute, when you walk in tradition and religion. That's that spirit that saw walking, thinking he's doing something right. He's doing something wrong. That's why sometimes God will slow us down through different means. He deals with us individually. Because he wants our eyes, spiritual eyes, to be open. You cannot fight with your eyes closed. You need your eyes open. Because when you start doing that, the enemy will attack you terribly. So you want your spiritual eyes to be open. When we read the story, verse 17 says, and Ananias went his way, entered the house, laying his hand on him. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord who appeared to you on the road as you came has sent me that you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, there fell from his eyes something like scales. And scales need to come out of our eyes. And he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. Lord, take the scales out of our eyes. Lord, take it. But do you desire for that to happen? And you want to continue walking by tradition or religion? Because you will get nowhere. It's all about flesh. But the Lord wants us to walk by his spirit. The Lord, he won't bring something. He wants to touch us so we can see clearer and do his will. Then we are in the kingdom of light. So this morning, that should be a prayer. Your eyes, even as you stand and pray for these children, we want their eyes open too as they receive Christ. And they have that wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. It's never too late. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I pray that you get to what I'm saying. You've got to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Those skills need to be removed. Because if you're fasting and praying all day for children, and those skills are not removed, it's a waste of your time. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. We thank you for the word that you brought forth this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, open our spiritual eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, so that we can walk by the Spirit, oh God, and not by the flesh, oh God. Take the skills out of our eyes in the name of Jesus. Oh, melt those scales so that we can walk after you, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Take away the scales of religion, tradition, scales of hatred, scales of bitterness, scales of mind manipulation, scales of gossip. All those scales, take it away from our eyes. Scales of humiliation, take it away, oh God. Scales of pride, take it away, oh God. Take those scales. We want to live for you, Almighty God. We want to do what you've called us to do. So we surrender, Lord, unto you, oh Lord, to take the scales from our eyes in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for conversion in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that your goodness and mercy follows us all the days of our lives. And so, Lord, we give you glory and we give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be on the prayer line at 9 for a short while. Hallelujah. At 9 a.m. And I'm going to do some stuff quickly and do it rightly in the name of Jesus. So I'll be at 9 a.m. for a short time because there are some things that the Lord wants us to do, and I'll be there at 9 o'clock for a short time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, by God's grace. Our scripture reading, we're still doing Thanksgiving and praises. It's Psalm 107. Read it when I come on. I'll read that scripture, and I will say what thus says the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, as we continue to pray for the children in Jesus' name. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. So join us at 9 a.m. if you can. And I have one or two things to do this morning at 9 in Jesus' name with you all. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go straight to it after the praise and worship. Amen. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Take your time and read Psalm 107 if you may. Have a wonderful and blessed day. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen.